Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vinyl Heat Jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like a real sound system opening, not just a loop sitting there waiting for the drop. We're working in that sweet spot between classic jungle attitude and modern arrangement control. So think dusty break, controlled low end, tension that builds in layers, and groove that keeps moving just enough to stay alive. This kind of intro has a job. It has to give DJs room to mix, but it also has to have character. It needs to say, yeah, this one is about to go somewhere. We'll keep the focus on groove, because in drum and bass, groove is what stops the intro from feeling static. It's what makes a 16-bar opening breathe instead of just repeat. And that breathing, that little push and pull, is what makes the drop hit harder when it finally arrives. Let's start with the project setup. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere in the 174 BPM zone. That's a strong default for this vibe. If you want a slightly more classic jungle feel, you can sit around 172 to 174. If you want it a little tighter and more modern, 174 to 176 worked well. For this lesson, 174 is a great starting point. Build your idea in 4-bar or 8-bar chunks and turn on arrangement loop, so you can hear how each section breathes. If you're sketching in session view first, keep your elements separate. A break loop, a vinyl or noise texture, a bass teaser, a few FX hits, maybe a pad or atmosphere layer if needed. Keep it organized early. That makes the arrangement decisions way easier later. Also, put a utility on the master and check mono compatibility from the beginning. That might sound boring, but in DNB it's huge. The intro is often sparse, so any low-end weirdness will jump out fast. Keep some headroom too. You do not need to push the master. Let the mix breathe. If your break is peaking around minus 10 to minus 8 dB and your master is still sitting with a little space, you're in a good place. Now let's build the brickhead groove. The intro should feel like it came off a dub plate or a battered record. So load in a jungle break or a layered break loop and get it moving. If the break is clean, you can make it behave like a chopped sample using simpler in slice mode or by slicing the audio manually. The point is to get that editable, playable feel. If you need to warp it, be careful. You want the groove to stay human, not locked into a rigid grid. Jungle lives in that slightly loose energy. If the break is too tight, the whole intro starts sounding like a programming exercise instead of a record. Add drone bus lightly if you want more glue and punch. Keep it subtle. This is not about crushing the break. A little drive can help, a little crunch can add edge, but keep boom off or very low for the intro. We're teasing the energy, not delivering the full wall yet. If the hats get too harsh, use damp to smooth them out. Then shape the break with a Q8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up the useless sub-rumble. If the break feels muddy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz a little. If the snare needs to speak more clearly, a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz can help. You're not trying to overprocess it. You're just making it read clearly in the intro. And here's the big idea. The break should already feel like the record, even before the bass shows up. The ghost notes, the snare pushes, the little hat to tails. That's where the life comes from. Next, let's create the vinyl heat texture. This is not just noise for the sake of noise. Think of it as a glue layer. It helps connect the drums to the atmosphere and gives the intro that record-era flavor. Add a vinyl crackle, some room tone, tape hiss, record rumble, or even a subtle crowd bed if it suits the track. Keep it low. You should feel it before you really hear it. Then process it with EQ8 and high pass at around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end. Use auto filter to keep it tucked behind the drums. If the texture feels too wide or distracting, use utility to narrow it down a bit. A nice move here is to automate the texture so it blooms in the first 8 bars, then settles slightly when the bass tease appears. That gives you a needle drop into atmosphere effect. If you want a little more movement, automate the filter cutoff so the top end opens gradually across the intro. Something like starting a bit darker and then opening up as the section evolves can be really effective. Now for the bass tease. This is where a lot of people overdo it. The intro is not the drop. You do not need to reveal the full bassline yet. You just need a hint of the identity. Use operator, wave eatable, or a resampled bass clip. A simple approach is to build a sub with a sine wave, then layer a second oscillator or a muted re-style edge on top. Keep the top layer filtered down so it stays hidden. Add a little saturator if you want more density, but keep it controlled. You want attitude, not full aggression. The key here is phrasing. Don't play the bass non-stop. Try something like this. No bass in the first 4 bars, a single note or stab in bars 5 to 8, then a call and response phrase in bars 9 to 12, then a little more movement in bars 13 to 16. Keep it short, keep it teasing, let it almost resolve, then pull it away. That near-miss feeling is incredibly effective in DJ intros. Also, keep the bass mono. This matters a lot. A wide low end in the intro can weaken the mix and make the drop feel smaller later. Utility is your friend here. Keep the sub centered and solid. Now let's shape the arrangement like a real DJ intro. A useful structure is to think in sections. Bars 1 to 8. Atmosphere, filtered drums, subtle movement. Bars 9 to 16. More detail, bass tease, maybe a small FX lift. Bars 17 to 24. Add some extra percussion or a chopped variation. Bars 25 to 32, tension peak, then the handoff into the drop. The big thing here is contrast. Every four bars, something should shift. It does not need to be huge. It could be a fill, a filter move, a bass note, a percussion swap, or a tiny dropout. But something should change. If the whole intro is identical from start to finish, it loses energy fast. A really useful move is to duplicate the break track and process the second version differently. For example, keep one version darker and more filtered and let the other version beat a little brighter or more present. Then switch or crossfade between them. That gives the intro a sense of development without adding too many new parts. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the intro starts to feel performed. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the break or texture. Open it gradually across the intro. Automate reverb dry slash wet on certain hits, so a snare or ghost note suddenly blooms into space. Use delay throws on transition hits. You can even automate utility gain to give a phrase a little lift or a quick dropout before a fill. A nice range for a DNB intro might be a filter sweep from around 200 Hz up to 8 or 12 kHz over the course of the section. On hits, a little reverb, maybe 8 to 20% wet, can place them farther back in the room. Delay feedback between 15 and 35% can add movement without clutter. And if you want to emphasize a transition hit, a small saturator drive boost can add bite. One of the best tricks in jungle intros is this. Keep the first 8 bars slightly darker, then open the top end right as the bass tease enters. That creates urgency without needing a giant riser. It feels musical instead of cinematic for no reason. Let's shape the transient impact and groove movement next. If the break feels flat, don't just turn it up. Shape it. Add a glue compressor lightly on the drum bus. A 2-to-1 ratio, a tap around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. You just want glue, not squeeze. Drum bus can help too, but again, subtle. Then use the groove pool if you want a little swing or humanized feel. A subtle MPC-style groove at 10 to 25% can do a lot. Apply it to the break and percussion, but keep the kick and sub aligned. You want the rhythm to feel alive, not sloppy. And if you need more movement, use velocity variation on ghost notes instead of just adding more layers. In this style, groove often comes from what you leave quieter. That's a big one. Silence and restraint are part of the bounce. Now we get to the transition into the drop. The final 4 to 8 bars should build tension, not turn into a mess. Pick one or two transition elements and commit. Maybe it's a snare roll, maybe a reversed cymbal, maybe a noise rise, maybe a filtered bass sweep, maybe a final fill with a delay tail. Don't stack every effect you own. Keep it focused. Stock Ableton tools are perfect for this. Simpler can slice a snare roll or break fill. Auto filter can do a controlled sweep. Echo can give you a deeper, more animated delay. Reverb can make the final hit feel bigger. Frequency shifter can bring in a darker, metallic tension if you want something more aggressive. A solid example is this. In bar 29, remove the bass and keep the drums. In bar 30, bring in a rising noise and open the filter. In bar 31, do a snare fill with a bit of delay. In bar 32, leave a tiny gap or near silence before the drop slams in. That little moment of absence can be massive. In DNB, the drop hits harder when the intro has the discipline to let it breathe. A few quick teacher notes before we wrap. Think in layers of information, not just layers of audio. Every element should be doing a different job. One thing tells us the rhythm. Another tells us the tone. Another tells us the energy. Another points toward the destination. If two layers are doing the same job, mute one of them. Also, leave one element imperfect on purpose. A slightly loose break, a rough texture, a filtered hat that feels a bit dusty. Those things help the intro feel human. Too much polish can kill the vinyl era vibe. And always check the intro against the drop in one pass. That's the real test. The intro is only successful if the drop feels bigger, because the intro held back intelligently. So, to recap, build the break first, add vinyl-style texture, tease the bass instead of fully revealing it, use automation to create motion, keep the low end controlled and mono, and design the whole thing like a DJ-friendly opening with a clear pathway into the drop. If you do that well, you won't just have an intro. You'll have pressure. You'll have anticipation. You'll have that vinyl heat jungle energy that tells the listener the tune is about to step out and say something serious.